My darling, I have sensed a disturbance. Are you all right? Upset? Good. I mean, not good. Very not good. Please, may I offer, would you like to cry on my shoulder instead of Mr. Blowhigh? Thank you for your service, Mr. Blowhigh. Good shark. I shall pet you, my darling. That's it. Please have warm hug endorphins at this time. I am here. All shall be well. Let us be gentle and cozy, my darling. Shall we bear your burdens together? Well, speak to me so that I may understand, please. Ah, contradiction, confusion. My apologies. I fear I am looking from the wrong angle. You explained your need for feminizing hormones, yes? I would assume by your demeanor this morning you were resolved on this matter. Then, does your doctor not know about the importance of estrogen in genetic expression? I thought this is well known in your civilization. I found mention of it in the computer hive mind. Well, you surely did not have to explain that a trans woman is a woman. I'm not liking this doctor. I am not liking this doctor one bit. I should devour her planet. No. No, we live on her planet. And then there's that cute clothing boutique. I should key her car. Yes. No? No. No keying her car. I see. Yes. Well, that would dampen your ability to persuade her. How vexing. Oh, sad girl. Oh, my poor sad girl. I will be sad with you. I would remind you, my darling, that I am not Mr. Blowhigh, but you may squeeze me as tight as you like. Yes. With the tentacle cuddles, my darling? Yes, my darling. Nice and snug. Just a no good, very bad day. Oh, my poor sweet. When you say you wish you were fully transitioned, do you mean that like when you said, I wish I could see Mount Everest in the loose aspirational sense? Well, I do not want to mistake you and cause a kerfuffle quite so tectonic. Well, because if you literally wish to be fully transitioned right now, tonight, we could achieve that in a few minutes. I had assumed there was some kind of wisdom in your slow, incremental changes, but after hearing of your doctor's quackery, I'm only thinking that, well, only your opinion matters. It's your decision, my darling. Oh, well, then let me dry your cheeks. I want to show you what a pretty doll you are. The process is not painful, but I imagine for you a transmogrification will be, well, quite an intense experience. I'm sorry to say, it will tickle. But I can distract you. Okay, we'll start with your feet. Hold still. Or I'll put you on your back and I'll make you hold still. Squirmy girl. See? No pain. We're just fixing your arches. Shoe shopping tomorrow. I understand that appreciating feet is quite degenerate behavior. I assure you, licking them is entirely necessary. And my tongue grows heavy. I shall need To open my sternum so I can continue explaining. Be careful. My teeth down there are very sharp. But I won't let you accidentally move in harm's way. It will snake between your fingers and slim down your knuckles, and you'll have plenty of time to caress me however you like once we're done. Did you ever think that the most beautiful statues were blocks of stone? A sculptor just removes what's no longer necessary. I have stolen from your dreams many ideas. I claim no originality. I think you wanted your forehead like... No, close, but not quite. Thank you for holding still for me. No, I can't let you see. Not yet. It'll be better if you wait. I'm drooling, I know. Swallow it. Yes, excitement helps. I do not lie, so I must say I enjoy this very much. You kiss like such a good girl. But I am producing an agent in my saliva to numb your mouth. To numb your throat. And kill your gag reflex. First, it will feel all cool and then warm and tingly. Aphrodisiac. Kiss me sweetly. Until your lips feel good. I must feed your desire first. Lover girl, my softy darling, you're doing so good. Just your spine. Or shorter, perhaps. Smaller? There you are. Taste your sweetness. Are you ready? My tongue, if you could call it that, has become a great tentacle, like a python. You need it in your belly. There's much fixing to do. Open wide. Good girl. There we are. That's the hardest part. Once it's in your throat, each gulp is easier. You have such an attractive stomach lining. Feels good. Just breathe normally and relax. Let it feel good. I'm going to pump you full of, well, you don't have a word for it, human. Maybe. A substance of transformation. I wish you could see. I like watching each bulge stretch out your throat. I need your hands now. Feel how soft they are on your skin? All your skin is so, so soft now. Feel your breasts. Cup them. Feel the weight of them on top of you. Can you feel them getting bigger? Don't worry. Big puffy nipples are first. Sensitive. Relax, baby. Let me take care of them. You've got a lot of tentacle to swallow. I'll play with your breasts. You need them nice and big as a counterweight to your widening hips. Keep going. Keep swallowing. Your lips feel so good on my tentacle. Oh, good girl. You're taking your medicine so well. And between your thighs, oh, your thighs are coming along so nicely. You look so nice and tight, or some lacy little panties. I want you to touch this, too. Feel that? That's your pussy. Oh, sweetheart, this was always your pussy. You just didn't have it yet. We need to... What's the word? Calibrate it? Make sure everything works. Everything feels good. Is that all right? Good. Good. And do you want me to use my hand? I can use that instead. Of course. But you know how sensitive that is. Your pussy is going to feel very, very good against that tentacle in particular. But I'll rub your adorable clit while I fill you up, and we'll just see how well we fit together. Oh, my girl. My lovely, lovely girl. It's like undressing you for the first time, all over again. I don't always understand you, but... oh, your happiness is my happiness, and doubly so, your pleasure. Oh, so wet. Did getting tied down with my body turn you on? I forget why I ever let go of you. Something about, job? Such nonsense. Not when life can be as sweet as this. Filling you from both ends. Different? No. No, I think you look just like yourself. Your smile sits on your face so well. And you squeeze me back, so those hips suit you. So playful. Delicious tits. Sweet tits. Why, yes. Whipped cream would be just the thing. Just the thing to hide your proud nipples, to make the finding all the better. Oh, if you move your hips like that again, that's a sign of my class of entities, the shifting of dimensions. It means, it means fuck me harder. And I want to fuck you harder, until you quake against me, until you require pinning down to the four corners of the bed. I would make sure your cervix is in good order. Yes. Best to check. Must. Oh, yes. Oh, your pussy feels so good. So much girl stink. You reek of femininity. You are exactly the one I want. Too much chest? Well, I may have gotten carried away. It shakes so wonderfully with every thrust. Your thighs, your delicate neck, such eloquent wrists, even the quality of your hair, such pretty moans. Oh, you feel so good. That quake, that tremor inside of you, building. Oh, can you come? Please. Dig your nails into me. Oh, I'm near criticality. Oh, the space before time. Or the time before space. Oh, my darling. I'm gonna Milky Way. That was an exceedingly good idea you had, my dear. I am comfortable here. Please enjoy your extra-dimensional weighted blanket. Unless you need to get up or something. Very good. Very, very good. Please send my regards to Mr. Blowhigh, because tonight you are all mine. My girl.